This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So speaking of the Astros, Rich, I'm curious. They won two games this weekend. They took two out of three from the Minnesota Twins.
So business as usual.
It is. That's what they do. They win two out of three on you know, the ratio is we win two out of three of every series.
They got a 16.5 game lead.
Yeah, they've got plenty of time to tweak anything that they want to tweak, and there'll be
plenty of time to let Dallas Keuchel get fully healthy, too. What a luxury this has been.
This has been
great. He said he could have been pitching before the All-Star break.
Yeah, so they can let him rest. You know, I hope that the team doesn't hold any sort of statistical deflation against him when it comes time to throw those arbitration numbers out there at the end of the season, you know?
Right.
Because in theory, he's doing the best thing for the team by not pitching right now, you know, long term. It sounds counterintuitive to say that Dallas Keuchel's doing the best thing for this team by staying off of the mound. But if the goal is to win a championship and play well in October, he's doing the right thing. How concerned are you about the fact that Ken Giles seems to put guys on base every time he comes into a baseball game?
Concerned.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you have to be a little bit concerned.
I put a Twitter poll out there yesterday. This turned into a bit of a...
It's funny, Sean, because he's done a good job converting save opportunities.
No, that's it kind of masks the things...
His bottom line has been productive.
Yeah, but that's against the Rays and the A's and the White Sox, and it's against the 19 out of 21 on saves masks the more concerning issue with Ken Giles, which is, in theory, he's going to be pitching in a lot of one-run games against better teams in the month of October in much more high-pressure situations.
Yep.
If he's putting guys on base and letting in runs that ultimately don't hurt the team in the one-loss column, ultimately don't jeopardize his save, but it's still not, it's far from perfect, then what's your concern level about him taking the mound in these situations in October? I'm curious. I want you to guess at this, Rich, real
All
quick,
right, go
okay?
ahead.
I put a poll out there yesterday for Astro fans after this turned into a bit of a debate on Twitter following the Astros game yesterday. And I got about 1,000 votes on this thing. In October, who do you want closing games, Astro fans? The choices, Ken Giles, Chris Devenski, Will Harris. The fourth choice is who closes is overrated. Because I think there are some fans who feel like the ninth inning is the same as any other inning. We just, if it's Devenski who's pitching in these high leverage situations and happen to be in the seventh, I don't know that I totally feel that.
I don't really agree with that, but
what
that's
do you
okay.
Think, who do you think the
winner?
Well,
number one, they got to get Will Harris healthy if he's going to be a candidate. He's on that 10-day DL.
He is. He is. But when he's healthy, we know that he's closed games before and he's been really good this year.
To me, it's Devenski, and there's really not a whole lot of debate for me. If I had my druthers, my choice, if I could just pick one guy out of that bullpen to get the big out when I needed it the most, he's the best arm in the bullpen. I don't think it's close.
The poll wasn't close. 62% of Astro fans who voted in this poll picked Chris Devenski to want to close games as their desire to close games come October. That's a much easier transition than the one that you were throwing out there last week, which is, hey, there's 2 months left in the season. There's issues in the rotation.
Right. Would they think about stretching him out and adding him into the rotation?
This is just taking the same workload and migrating it from the seventh inning and the eighth inning into the ninth inning. It's obviously psychologically, I would imagine, much, much different, especially with the high-stakes games that there are in October.
Well, and quite frankly, with Keuchel and McHugh coming back, and McHugh apparently six solid innings last night.
Yep.
There are no openings in this rotation right now.
There aren't.
I mean, Fiers is keeping his spot. McCullers is keeping his spot. Yep. It may come down to Morton or Peacock.
If
McHugh is able to take on a full load.
Let's pretend McHugh is back in the rotation full time for a second. And Keuchel obviously will be. Keuchel, McCullers, McHugh, Fiers, those would seem to be solid spots in the rotation.
Yeah, I mean, considering Fiers has won five games and has a 250 ERA since he was demoted.
Yeah, is that the seventh? I think I saw Richard Justice tweet. He has the seventh best ERA of any pitcher in Minute Maid Park this year.
Joe, I'm not sure Joe Musgrove should start another game.
No, well, especially if McHugh comes. Yeah, no, like Yeah, no, Musgrove.
He needs to go down to AAA and work on it.
I almost feel like go work on it and then come back to fight another day in 2018.
I agree.
For Joe Musgrove.
Yeah.
And, you know, here's the interesting thing to me, Rich, about the potential trade possibilities. And I think you touched on it well earlier. Sonny Gray's price may be going up. He's pitched well the last four times out, 1.33 ERA in his last four starts. The thing that intrigues me about the bullpen arms that they're talking about, Wilson from the Tigers, Hand from the Padres, is that if you get another good, reliable bullpen arm, that, in theory to me at least, brings a guy like Peacock more into play as a potential guy who can go out there and give you five or six really good innings in a mm-hmm. start. You know, going into Peacock starts that we're going to be going into our bullpen just because he's more of kind of a soft starter as opposed to a full-on starter. So that part, that's where I feel like if they don't go get a starting arm, it's not the end of the world. They just need an arm, a good arm.
I prefer it to be a starter, but yes, absolutely. A quality addition to the pitching staff would help.
Yep.
And would have a domino effect.
Yeah, and by the way, the other results in this poll, Davinsky 62%, Giles 18%, who closes is overrated, 12%, and Will Harris, probably in part because of what you just touched on. He's on the DL right now, 8% for Will Harris. But a pretty good cross-section, about 900 to 1,000 voters on that thing. So the people have spoken. They love them some Chris Davinsky here in Houston.
What's not to love?
I know.
He's 24. I think he's 24, maybe 25 years old.
He's under team control until like 2022.
Right. Second year in the bigs, an all-star. I mean, my God, you talk about a find.
He's one of the best assets on this roster when you combine skill level with contractual status.
No question.
All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.